Hey everybody, this is Matt Walsh from the Upright Citizens Brigade. You're about to listen to the first episode of Finding Marcus Tronk, a six-part mockumentary series brought to life by some of LA's best improvisers. I play Marcus, a struggling one-hit wonder documentarian who is constantly overshadowed by the award-winning rebel filmmaker Michael Moore. Along with me, you'll hear great performances from people like Horatio Sands, John Gabris, Mary Holland, Carl Tart, Madeline Walter, Lacey Mosley, Brad Morris, Jessica McKenna, and introducing Will Hines as Michael Moore. If you want to hear the rest of the series, just head to StitcherPremium.com and sign up with the code Marcus. That's M-A-R-K-U-S.
Don't forget, you'll get full access to the show and ad-free listening for all your favorite Earwolf and Stitcher shows. That's StitcherPremium.com. Promo code Marcus with a K.
No human. Hello? There's no human contact. And I don't know how long this tape will record, but I want to say that I'm alive. I love my parents, Glenda and Phil. And if I never see them, happy birthday, Mom. This whole point of this video is just to... I thought I'd see you again. Wish you a happy birthday. But at least I don't have a leg.
My name is Morgan Pickles. I'm not a reporter. I'm not a crime investigator. I'm not a journalist. But I am an excellent friend. Last October, I helped my friend Kim move into a new house. As we were moving boxes into the basement, we stumbled upon a mysterious old steamer trunk. The trunk was full of documentary-style video and audio tapes. Since playing those tapes, I've spent the last year of my life trying to find a person. A person who may not want to be found. From Earwolf, in partnership with UCB LA, this is Finding Marcus Tronk.
I'm still rolling. This is Marcus Tronk, filmmaker, Osgood Schlatter and me, genius. I may not survive this. I am currently in Ensenada, Mexico. Fell down some chute, and now there's no human. Hello? There's no human contact.
That was the voice of Marcus Tronk. He was a documentarian whose career spanned from the late 80s all the way to 2016, when he disappeared. The last person he was seen with was none other than acclaimed director, Michael Moore. The recording you just heard Marcus made in 1989 while he was trapped in an earthquake. The tapes I found in Kim's basement were his. For the last year, I've been piecing together all the footage, trying to figure out who Marcus was before he vanished in 2016. The short story? He made one successful documentary, Osgood Schlatter and Me, which was quickly overshadowed by Michael Moore's Roger and Me. The long story is a little more interesting and longer. But let's start at the beginning. Marcus's directorial debut was his only successful documentary. It was called Osgood Schlatter and Me. He had a runner's condition in high school known as Osgood Schlatter. It causes extremely painful shin splints. And for a track and field runner like Marcus, it was a mildly inconvenient condition to overcome. Here's a clip from his film.
So then Osgood Schlatter hit, and it was like the bubonic plague, but worse. And I saw like Marcus Tronk become a new human, like sad and kind of like withered away emotionally and physically. You start to see his knee start to give out on him. Like we would be watching him race, and all of a sudden just like, and like you heard the crack. Like, that crack was heard around the world.
That's really good. These are good. These are good quotes.
Thanks.
Welcome back to Extra, news from the Telluride Film Festival, where precocious documentarian Marcus Tronk has taken home a gold medal for his film, Osgood Schlatter and Me.
This weekend at the Telluride Film Festival, Osgood Schlatter has taken home a big
Marcus
victory.
Tronk is rising to fame with his film.
Osgood Schlatter is becoming the talk of the town. His name is Marcus Tronk.
His name is Marcus Tronk.
A gold medal for Marcus Tronk.
After the success of Osgood Schlatter, Marcus suffered from the sophomore slump. Simultaneously, Michael Moore's career was skyrocketing. He was being ordained as America's next great documentarian.
Welcome back to Extra. Michael Moore might just be America's next great documentarian.
America's next great documentarian has a name.
Michael Moore, a name you should get used to hearing.
Michael Moore,
Michael Moore's hilarious.
Marcus needed to get back in the spotlight. He needed another hit. So he hired a manager slash agent, Simon Clare.
It's actually big in Eastern Europe, which no one
I'm
who
not
knew
going
that
to
was
Eastern
happen.
I'm a filmmaker. I'm not going to go to Eastern Europe to do an autograph convention, Simon. I'm not a $25 a signature type artist.
Okay.
What I need you to do is listen to my ideas.
That's a lot. I'm not sure which conventions you're referring to, but tens of. Okay. Anyhow, go ahead.
I need your verbal agreement that you consent to being on camera in this documentary that I'm making now about how my career is going to shit because my agent.
All right. You know, we talked about this kind of meta, you know, how the sausage is made. I think you did the story about, you know, this is your own life. Osgood Schlatter. Okay. You did that. But is
we got a gold medal at Telluride. We got a gold medal at Telluride.
I was there. I was in my room the whole time vomiting. The headaches, the altitude.
Altitude sickness. You had a rough
People
batch.
Talk about it, but they don't really articulate.
You didn't hydrate and you drank on the plane.
Well, yeah.
Before we go any further, you should know. Marcus had already developed a searing hatred for Michael Moore, which would only consume him more as time went on.
Michael Moore was on Letterman twice last week. Twice.
But he's...
I've never been on Letterman.
Okay, I told you I've got to call into their booker. I told you Tom Snyder wants to have you on. Okay?
I'm actually trying to break through what is the equivalent of writer's block for a documentarian. I don't have a subject that I care about other than myself.
Okay. Let me go through. I actually wrote down some notes here just because I knew we were going to have this meeting, and I thought, why not prepare?
Why don't we have me tour with the doc that I made already? Osgood Schlatter and Me, the world tour, or U.S. tour. I'll appear at art houses, and people will want to interview me. I was a wonder kid at 16. I made...
Okay. There's a piano teacher up in the UP who has no fingers. Do you think... Is that...
Sure, I'll take his phone number.
These are just articles I read.
Sure, I'll take his phone number.
You want his phone number?
Do you have it?
No, it's just an article. Oh, here we go.
Huh.
Now, urban myths are really hot.
Really?
Yeah, they're big right now.
Like what? What's an urban myth? What
you
do
know,
mean?
Like Richard Gere had to go to the hospital, you know,
the
ER, get the gerbil in his butt, or,
okay.
You know, that the kid from Mr. Belvedere, the older brother, not Wesley, but the older one, is actually Rod Stewart.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard. They seem pretty
different in age, but I don't know how it works. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So there's a bottling plant for Coca-Cola, and there's someone found a rat inside a bottle of Mexican Coke.
Really?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A full-sized, like a Manhattan rat, right? A Chicago rat.
Bottled into it? How the hell would you
inside the bottle?
Get it in?
Well, it's like, how do you get the, you know, the tall sail ships inside the bottles?
I don't know.
I do. You build it. And then you blow the glass around it.
Oh.
Now, where's the main bottling plant?
For Mexican Coke? I don't know.
Mexico. Ensenada, Mexico.
Oh.
So I say go down there.
Marcus decided to chase the urban legend of a rat inside a Coke bottle. Here's footage from a tape I found labeled Urban Legend and Me.
Hi, this is Marcus Tronk. Today is September 3rd, 1989, here in New York City. Tomorrow, I'm going to be heading down to Ensenada, Mexico to investigate the Coca-Cola factory. I'm going to try to find out if they know anything about this rat in the Coke bottle myth. Oh, I got a brilliant idea, yeah. Okay, but first, I'm going to do a little preliminary research.
Excuse you? What? What? Have I ever vended a rat in a fucking Coke bottle? Is that what you just said?
There's
an
urban legend about several bottles in a six-pack of Coke being filled with rats, like bottled rats, that were sold in New York City. And I was just wondering if you ever encountered Any information around that story?
My friend, let me tell you something. Why don't you take your urban legend and shove it up your ass till you can taste it in the back of your tongue, okay? Never, for the last 30 years that my fucking family has owned this bodega, have we ever had a situation when someone was a rat. Let me tell you something. Where I'm from, we kill rats. We don't like rats.
No,
okay?
I'm saying an accidental vending. You accidentally sold a rat to someone, or you have a friend who did that.
No, never. You accidentally fart. You don't accidentally fucking sell a rat in a goddamn bottle of Coca Pop, which was what I call a Coca Pop.
Coca-Cola.
No. Hey, what's the matter with you? Coming here insulting the way I speak and how I call. What do you got, fucking piss in your ear? I'm telling you, okay. No. What's the matter with you?
All right,
We've never had it before.
Put the cane down. All right, I'm not. No. I won't ask you anymore.
Well, don't make me get this cane.
Okay.
With his writer's block finally in the rear view, Marcus touched down in Ensenada, Mexico, at the Coca-Cola bottling factory. And it was there where he would enter a series of events that would change his life forever.
No. Well, you said Texas. There was a rumor, and then proven later true, that a man bought an 8-pack of bottles of Mexican Coke, and each bottle had a full rat in it, and one bottle had a mama rat and a baby rat in it. And this was in Corpus Christi, Texas. So, have you ever heard this, I guess?
I have heard it. I heard it's a lot of misinformation out there.
Okay, let's what you're saying, hold on, let me say, what you're saying, let me diffuse.
I asked him.
It's a rumor, it's a rumor, it's not true. And it never happened here in Mexico, it happened in Texas. So chew on that, you American son of a bitch.
15% of your Coke. Yes. 15-20 gets shipped to the Southern United States. And actually, here's pictures. I'll show you 8x10 photos.
Okay, well, you show me a picture of someone who someone put a baby rat inside a bottle, and then they go, hey, this
is a
bottle.
With the cap on it? You need bottling technology to do that.
You can't put a cap on a bottle?
I don't know that. I'm asking the question.
I'm telling you it's probably not true. And if it is... If it is...
This is a crazy story.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy for me, too.
It's documentary worthy, wouldn't you say? I mean...
If you can prove it, yeah.
Well,
to be honest, I've never seen it.
Everybody wants to come to Mexico and take a shit all over us.
I'm not taking a shit. I'm a famous documentarian in America, and I'm just... By the way, you're all in my documentary just by agreeing
to
be in it.
You're so famous. What have you done? What have I seen you on?
Marcus would often alienate his subjects when digging for a story. But he also had a charming way of winning people over. And just as he was doing that, Mother Nature tossed him an even bigger story.
I want you guys to do me a favor. It's my mom's 80th birthday, okay? Sorry to...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. She's back home.
What's her name?
In Portland. Glenda is what she goes by.
Gretel
Glenda? It's an Americanized version of Gretel.
Feliz cumpleaños to her.
Hold on, I'm going to put
Feliz
you...
Feliz cumpleaños to her. Feliz cumpleaños to her. Glenda. Feliz cumpleaños to you.
What the fuck?
The Coca-Cola factory in the surrounding municipality was hit with a 7.5 magnitude earthquake, causing catastrophic damage and major structural failures within the building. The first time I listened to this, I assumed that's where the tape stopped. But amazingly, it starts again. The tenacious documentarian, Marcus, he just kept rolling.
I guess I'm still rolling. This is Marcus Tronk, filmmaker, Osgood Schlatter and me, genius. I may not survive this. I am currently in Ensenada, Mexico. Fell down some chute, and now there's no human contact. And I don't know how long this tape will record, but I want to say that I'm alive. I love my parents, Glenda and Phil. And if I never see them, happy birthday, Mom. This whole point of this video is just to, I thought I'd see you again, wish you a happy birthday. But at least I'll have a legacy of great documentaries.
behind me. Osgood Schlatter and me, of course. And I don't want Michael Moore at my funeral if he tries. All right, I'm gonna just try to look for, there's some light over here. Hello, it's Timber. Oh God. There's a face. Don't move. Don't move. You're buried beneath what looks like old Coke signs and bags of beans.
Yes.
Oh. Careful. Oh my God. I thought I was alone down here.
No.
Careful.
Oh my God.
Oh God. You have some, your head is bleeding. You have a scab bleeding on your head.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's just, it's an old scab. I picked it. Oh my God. You saved me. I thought I was dead. I thought maybe I was dead already. I've been trapped under this pile of beans for I don't know how long.
Do you know where you are? I'm just going to do simple. Make sure you don't have a concussion. Do you know where you are?
I'm in a room. I'm in a dark room.
And what's your name?
My name is, well, how would you know if I'm right
or not? We'll skip that.
Her name was Daisy Phipps, a sociology student at a major Northern California university. She was here in Mexico doing research when the building collapsed. Marcus didn't know it at the time, but Daisy would become his lifelong obsession.
Skip that. What country are you in?
Mexico. I'm in Mexico.
What year is it?
1989.
Is Mel Blanc alive or dead?
Dead.
Good.
Dead.
Good. Okay. One more. Did John LaRocquette nominate himself for a fifth Emmy this year after winning 4 in a row for Night Court, or did he recuse himself from the balloting?
No, he said he didn't want one.
Okay.
That which seems crazy.
I know, right?
Why?
Let them decide.
Yes, it seems like rude. It seems like patronizing. Yeah, like it seems like he's like, I'm over it. I'm over the Emmys. I'm so good. I don't need an Emmy.
It's true. I went back and checked. In 1989, after winning Best Supporting Actor in a comedy series 4 consecutive years in a row, John Larroquette did ask not to be considered for a fifth Emmy. Some say it was humble, some say it was arrogant. Either way, not something most people would remember.
Let us decide.
Yes! If we want the man to have an Emmy, let him have... It's for us to celebrate. That's the point of that ceremony.
What's your name?
Daisy.
Daisy? Marcus Trunk.
Despite being trapped under tons of concrete and steel, Daisy and Marcus were really feeling each other.
Nice to meet you, Daisy Phipps.
Nice to meet you, too. I thought I was going to die down here by myself.
They bonded over everything. Life, love, tomato-based condiments.
Real ketchup or weird ketchup?
Real ketchup. Real ketchup.
Even in the midst of disaster, they shared an appreciation for Marcus's sense of humor.
And you know what? If they found a female poet here, you know what they'd call her?
What?
Maya Angelou.
Oh.
There you go. No, I love that smile.
Trapped down there for hours, they had a lot of time to get to know each other. But eventually, they were rescued by 2 local firemen. Or should I say, 2 bomberos.
Don't panic, Daisy. We'll get out of here.
Promise?
I promise.
Do you promise me?
Daisy, I won't let you die down here. I promise. Hello?
Hola.
Hola.
Hey.
Hi. Up there. Do you see him?
Hi.
Can you see us?
Hello?
Can you see us?
Can
you? They speak in Chisa. Estamos. Americanos.
Me amo Daisy.
Me amo Marcus Trunk. Estoy director.
Americano.
I don't know how you fucking say director.
Everybody, at least speak a little English.
Oh.
Everybody calm down, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We're so happy to see you.
Calm down. Everybody calm down.
I'm sorry I don't know better Spanish. I feel horrible.
Calm down. Be quiet. Be quiet.
I'm sorry.
Calm down. Be quiet.
Okay.
If you talk, you make the building collapse faster.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Yes, the vibrations. The vibrations make the building move.
But they're yelling.
Bad vibration.
They're yelling, too. That's a Beach Boys album that never aired. He's funny.
Yeah.
I'm feeling bad vibrations. We're going to lower some rope down.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on. First, are you okay? Are you okay?
Oh, I think so. I don't know.
Any broken bones?
No.
She had a scab on her head that she picked.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it looks.
We've had a little trail mix and a little couple cans of Coke and diet, so we've had a little substance
for
the last day.
Okay, listen, we're going to throw down some carnitas for you.
Yeah.
put out some carnitas.
Oh my God! It's really?
And we don't have to. We can just. I'd rather. I mean, we could just come up.
I mean, now that they said it.
Hold on. Here comes the tortillas.
Oh, they're hot.
They're not together.
That's how you know.
You have to.
You have to make them down there, and then you have to. You have the good energy to come out.
Oh, that's okay, fun. This is like this place I went where they made the guacamole at the table.
Excuse me. Calm down.
Okay.
Are any of you allergic to pork? Because carnitas is pork.
No, I knew that. I know. Me gusta pork.
Me gusta pork.
Tacos carbón, man.
Are you guys a couple? You married?
No. We're not married. No.
What are you doing here?
I'm a filmmaker, celebrity. I'm like Michael Moore, but better. Marcus Tronk, you've probably seen my documentary, Osgood Schlatter and Me. Yeah, this is Daisy
I'm
Phipps.
I'm Daisy. Save my life.
Are you a movie star?
Oh, God, no. No, I'm a PhD student.
Archaeology. I know her.
Archaeology.
She's famous.
No, I know.
Slow your roll, Fireman Dan.
My name is Armando Montenegro.
Slow your roll, Armando.
Nice to meet you, Armando.
Calm down. Do you guys eat the carnitas yet?
Yeah, I wanted a little salsa verde.
Oh, hold on. Let me go to my car.
No, stay close.
So, do you guys have any plans to, you know, go on dates or get married or have children?
Oh my God! This is so forward.
It's really fast.
Because if you know you want to get things going, I am a minister.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. That's really fast.
Yeah, that's really fast.
Okay, we're just looking for us. Open your mouth.
Oh,
here we go.
Hey. Oh, can I?
Oh my God, my eye.
It's green, it's hot.
Oh my God, really burnt.
Thank you.
I'm coming down.
I'm crying. Okay. It's so hot.
Why are you coming down?
Aren't you down?
Yeah, but
we're
can't,
down, but can't you just pull us up?
No, I'm gonna come
you gotta
down.
Come down. All right, come on down. Watch your step.
Let us come down.
Watch your step.
Let us come down.
Calm down.
Calm down. Calm down while we come down.
Okay.
We're calming down while we come down. I think if we're too loud, it makes the structure less straight.
Oh, it's dark down here, huh?
Yeah, I got a little flashlight.
Okay, who wants to go up to the surface first?
I think ladies first.
Oh, no, you should go. No, Marcus, the world needs your art.
Okay, calm down. I'll go up first.
But why did you come down then?
Just to make sure you're okay.
He could have told you we're okay.
Okay, come with me. Okay. I'll bring you up.
Is there like a button that just pulls us up?
No, there's a ladder right here.
A ladder?
Yeah.
Come on, orale. You go first, Daisy.
Here, I'll put you on his shoulder. That's like a fireman's. You're a fireman.
Bombero.
Bombero is fireman.
Bombero.
Are there any other survivors?
Everyone die.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no.
Everyone out in the world die.
Oh, all of those children?
No, just kidding.
He makes the best carnitas, though. He made those carnitas.
Those were good.
Okay, let's go upstairs.
Okay.
Go ahead, Daisy.
All right, I'll
watch
see,
your step.
See you up there.
Yeah, right behind you.
Careful now. My back.
Oh, my back. Okay.
Can you?
It's like frozen.
Can you carry me up? My back hurt.
Take him down. Take him down. You guys, backwards, slow. Slow. Okay, lay down. Lay down.
Lay flat.
Help me. Help me. Reset my back.
No. Oh, well. Maybe you could do that, sir.
I have to massage him.
Okay. Can't we like just pull him up with a rope?
Let him massage me.
Okay. While he massages you, can we go up?
What was your undergrad degree?
Oh, psychology.
So was mine.
Really?
That's so weird.
Okay. Who is your?
This is so we just met.
We just met. It's
hours
crazy.
Ago, and it's like the chemistry is unbelievable.
I was about to say, go get a room.
We're in a room. We're trying to get out of a room.
Like a nice hotel room.
Yeah. Exactly. Someplace nice.
Buildings are still standing above ground, right?
Yeah. Oh yes. It was a little. We've had some aftershock, and then there's a war earthquake.
Oh.
Yeah. And then people die, but not too many people.
Not too many.
Good.
There's another aftershock. I felt it in my back.
Oh, I didn't feel a thing.
Armando's been trying to pleasure himself, and so his back is very tender.
Oh.
I do strange things sometimes.
I won't bring it up. I think I know what you're referring to.
I did some research into what the firemen were referring to, and apparently it wasn't all that uncommon. Here's former Ensenada Fire Chief, Jose Morales.
You know, back then in the 80s, it was a different time. If you were a young man coming up in the fire department, chances are you are addicted to orofalacio. That is just the way that it was. Orofalacio was like a drug. And that was the sad reality in the 80s.
I'm gonna go up the ladder.
Go up the ladder.
Try to find this jib crane that lets the basket down, okay?
We have a jib crane?
Or whatever the pulley system is.
Okay. Okay. I like the water thing.
There's a little basket here on some little arm. Is that it?
That's
it. A counterweight?
Oh, I forgot we had that thing.
No, I get in the basket.
Get in the basket.
Wait, but...
Nobody, I don't stay up here when I operate it. Get in the basket.
Get in the basket.
Just push the button.
Please.
Okay, I'm coming down. I'm coming down.
Faster, coming down. Faster.
It only goes to a certain speed. I'm coming down. Coming down. Coming down.
Hey, Jace.
Hi.
That was fun. All right, so we got to get you in the basket to get you out first.
Please.
All right, just roll in. Jesus.
Here, let's go.
I'm a little heavy. I've gained a little.
There we go.
Oh, there you are.
You okay?
My mouth is very close to my groin area.
I have an addiction. You took an oath, man. How many times can I slap you?
I took an oral exam.
Support for Finding Marcus Tronk comes from... Hi, I'm Mike. I want to tell you about a new podcast audiobook radio network delivering original content to stature premiere. The Headwolf Podcast Audiobook Radio Network. The Headwolf Podcast Audiobook Radio Network will feature original podcast audiobook collections from all of your premium radios. And if you sign up for Stature Premiere Plus, you can stream live audio directly to your favorite streaming radio faster than real time. Join now for one free lunar cycle of Stature Premiere Plus. Just use promo code ILISTENTOPODCASTAUDIOBOOKRADIONETWORKS ZIPZAPZOP.
After being rescued, Marcus and Daisy went to the airport together. A life or death situation has a strange way of bonding people. They had only known each other for 48 hours, but had already made plans to rendezvous back to the United States and continue their romance.
You know what they mostly put on their sandwiches? Mayonnaise.
Stop! Do you have a book of these? Seriously. Do you?
I should write some of the stuff.
You should write them down. You should write a book. It's...
I love that you love my jokes. I mean, so good.
It's so... Wait, tell that guy. Sir?
He's probably... Do you speak English?
Maybe it doesn't matter.
Do you speak English, sir?
Do you speak English?
Yes, I speak English.
Hi, Marcus.
Okay. Hello, Marcus.
Marcus. Oh, hey, a fan!
Oh,
no, you just said your name was Marcus, so I was repeating it to you.
Oh.
I guess in Mexico they wouldn't know me.
Didn't you see his movie?
Oh, you're a movie guy?
It's about...
Osgood Schlatter and me. It doesn't matter. You know the Mayan Indians are very indigenous people around here and further south.
Yes, it is a big part of our history, yes.
Yeah,
they found a lot of sandwiches. They ate a lot of sandwiches. And you know what they found a lot of on those sandwiches?
What did they find?
Mayonnaise.
Oh, that's like...
whipped egg and oil.
You mean mayonnaise is what you mean.
No, that's not.
Mayonnaise.
I think their take on mayonnaise. I think you might be pronouncing mayonnaise wrong.
No, it's...
No.
It's Mayan is intentional. The pronunciation of Mayan is intentional. Forcing it into the word mayonnaise is the joke.
Oh, this is a joke. You are blending two words.
You know what? Never ask a pilot for a laugh. All right, you go ahead. Go fly your plane.
Let's go. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to miss you so much.
I know. Well, we're not going to be gone long.
No.
I'm, like, glad I was in an earthquake. I'm glad that I got squashed by all those beans and that I was trapped in that basement. Because if that didn't happen, I mean, we never would have
met. It's like... not Romeo and Juliet because they killed each other.
Yeah.
Or no, they didn't kill each other. They killed themselves.
Well, killed themselves.
Well, I fly to Portland.
Marcus planned to meet Daisy in Portland the following week. He was over the moon. And for the first time, chasing sophomore success wasn't his only priority.
But I mean, like, literally tomorrow. Like, you should get all your stuff from your parents' house, drive it out to Portland, and then we can drive down to, like, we talked about.
Yeah.
That's why you're in my life, Daisy. I think this is called Daisy and Me. I think that's what this documentary is going to be called. Oops, drunk.
I guess I gotta get on this.
All right, I love
you. Get on this flight, I love you.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Marcus didn't know it at the time,
But when they said goodbye at the airport in Mexico, that would be the last time he saw Daisy. She went missing. Next time on Finding Marcus Trunk.
Daisy, it's Marcus, please. I don't know what happened. Is it me or are you safe?
Okay, there's a fine line between what the heart wants and full-on obsession.
I think she was abducted or something.
Hi, my name is Megan Powell.
Hi, my name is Roger Powell.
I'm looking at the former child stars, Megan and Roger.
This is what your parents spent your money on, huh?
Take the shirt off my back, Dad! You want that?
I know you're an artist, but even artists have to figure out how to intersect with commerce once in a while, and that's all we're trying to do here.
This episode of Finding Marcus Tronk featured improvised scenes by Matt Walsh, Horatio Sands, Joe Nunez, Madeline Walter, and Brad Morris. Special thanks to our narrator, Morgan Walsh. Additional voices by Alyssa Limparis and Madeline Wager. Produced by Anosh McAdam. Original score composed by Alex Kilner. Created by Matt Walsh, Cody Ziegler, and Anosh McAdam. Executive producers, Earwolf and UCB Comedy.